The Oracle
is back!
Current topics, investment education, economic updates, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension updates, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on Radio with Abayomi Obabalujo, empowering you for wealth.
Hello, good morning, and welcome to this midweek's episode of your Wealth Class on Radio. I am Abayomi Obabalujo. I'm being joined by Aruna Kebira. He is the Managing Director of Global View Capital Limited. We have two companies that reported earnings performance to the market last week. The first is Coronation Insurance PLC. Now, let me ask you, what is actually the name of this insurance company? Is it WAPIC or Coronation?
I think they changed from WAPIC to Coronation, but it's still WAPIC.
Right, but the name of the company is Coronation. Now, looking at this result, the earning per share from 0.01 kobo to 0.05 kobo, that is 460.92% growth. Price 55 kobo. And then, relating the price with the earnings, we get 10.96 PE ratio. Earnings yield 9.11% and profit margin of 7.43%. How good is this result?
By my standards, yeah, the earnings yield is less than 10%. Mm. So it might not be my pick.
Might not be your peak,
yes.
But is it only earnings yield you are going to look at? You are not going to look at the increase in the growth in the earnings. Maybe people like you would have to wait when the price of this equity has moved up. That is when you will now begin to look at.
Because there's a stock with less than 10% earnings yield, what might likely happen in their next quarter result? Maybe the earnings yield, will it be up to 10%?
Let me tell you what I know about Coronation. You know, Coronation is a sister company to Access Bank PLC.
I know.
If you see growth in Access Bank performances, you should also expect, all right, growth in the general performance of Coronation, in the sense that it is the same parent that they got. It is the same force. In fact, the way I got to, they didn't send me a message. I've not spoken with anybody in Coronation Insurance in the last how many years. In fact, the last time I spoke with them, the organization was not under the current owner or management. But with what I know, right, it's like when you work with Access Bank, you are also working with Coronation. All right. So I want to believe ultimately when Access Bank becomes a holding company, Coronation is going to be part of the component. It's going to be a component of the holding company that will probably become Access Bank. That, I think, is a factor to consider Coronation, except if you disagree.
No, I wouldn't agree. The only thing I've always talked about stocks that I can hold. I'm a portfolio manager, so I should talk.
Can you hold Access Bank?
Of course.
Go and hold Coronation.
I can hold Access.
You know
by
why?
By the time Coronation is showing signs that will make
it is
me hold.
Is it not showing the sign from 0.01 to 0.05?
I've said something. I said it has not met my criteria.
Okay, when the earnings yield
and above.
Okay, now 10% and above from the your 10%, this one has generated 9.11. Is it not over 90% performance?
I'm waiting for it to get to the 10%.
I like your gut. You are staying
to get to that 10% before I look at his direction.
All right, Aruna is in the house. When we return, we are going to be looking at the possibilities in the market for tomorrow, that stretches all through Friday. You don't get it better on any broadcasting outfit, right? So don't change this channel. We will be right back. Welcome back. Aruna Kebira is still very much in the house. Aruna, what are you foreseeing as possibility first for this week?
That, like I said, June will be a surprise to the market. I still believe it that the market will return positive at the end of the week.
What industry should one focus attention on, particularly for this week? We could stretch it to the end of June, but this week, what industry?
One of the things that I do know is you can really not take it away from the banking, so I will always say
then
that.
Then why the banking?
They are the most liquid. Most promising, and there's hardly any portfolio that you don't see one holding of one bank or the other. Apart from that, I will ask people to look at building, probably cement, Boa Cement and Dangote. You know, this share buyback that Dangote has announced, you know, the first time they did the first tranche, took it to almost 250, 260, and is trading below that price. I believe that it will come and catch up.
I don't know, you just mentioned Boa. I'm looking at it on the charts before me now. These charts are not telling us that. Almost all the indicators are not looking at Boa, actually. As a matter of fact, if you are looking at the stochastic is saying that Boa is already overpriced. It is flattening out and might probably need to shed a little bit before it becomes buyable. And you are still recommending Boa?
One of the issues I have with your chart is that they don't take cognizance of the news that might likely hit that Boa tomorrow morning.
So yes, it won't take cognizance of news that will hit tomorrow, because but it will have taken into cognizance all the news gathered together that had been in existence. Because you see, the way charts work is that it looks at the general response, right, to news and other information about the equity. So the way everyone had reacted and the way the mind likely remained reacted to such information, all things being equal, right? Now we come to Dangote cement that you just mentioned. I can see here that the last two tradings in Dangote actually were more or less flat. But in the last couple of trading sessions, between the last trading session in the month of May and now, it has consistently gained 4 days. And it has not really declined so much, but the price of Dangote cement is high.
The news that made it to gain that 4 days is still in it. It has not lapsed. So okay, there's every tendency that it can still push up.
Now, with the share buyback, right, are you now recommending that someone should go sell some of those other equities that one might be holding to invest in Dangote cement?
Before you sell your other holdings, you have to determine what the profit position that you are. If you are selling at a loss for Dangote, chances are, and one of the things is, at what stock are you selling to buy into Dangote? Are you selling a NEM? Are you selling a WAPIC? Are you selling a FTSE? Because you know the number of NEM that you need to gather. Are you selling Champion? How many units of Champion will you sell to buy one unit of Dangote cement?
All right.
Most of this recommendation we might be talking about is the new position holders.
I can see Access Bank selling at about 8 naira, 20 kobo or thereabout. To me, and on the charts here, the stock is buyable, looking cheap. But you, as a non-technical analyst, but a fundamentalist, how is Access to you?
I'm just thinking that Access is just waiting for, the price of Access is just waiting for a stimulus. Mm. You know, for a very long time, we saw it trading less than 8 naira, and just all of a sudden, it just get to that 820, and it has been consistent in that 820, 850, 810, go back to 820. I think 820 has been the resistance. If it breaks it, then we might be talking about 9 naira, 10 naira.
Right, and what about this information? Well, it remains a rumor until it is confirmed that majority shareholder in Union Bank intends to divest, and either Access or Zenith is struggling to get that bulk holding. So looking at this, is such information usable, or I should just discount it?
No. It's usable. If it happens to come to Access, there's going to be enough of synergy that is that Union Bank is bringing to the operation of Access. But the effect of the change in price might not hit Access immediately. It will hit Union Bank. Because if you look at the last quarter release of Union Bank, the book value is higher than the market value. So at that price at which the shares will be exchanged will actually be higher than the market value. But on the long run, the synergy effect will be shown in the price of Access.
Now that I see that Union Bank is the bride, should I consider it at about 5 naira 80 kobo, plus or minus?
That stock even came as low as 5 naira 30 kobo. It just went back to 580. As far as it's traded below 6 naira, if the information is coming to bear, and it is often said that behind every rumor there's an iota of truth. So which means that there's every possibility that either Access or Zenith Bank will take over Union Bank. And any person that have taken position at Union Bank less than 6 naira, I don't think they will regret that move.
Let me mention some of those equities that I can see on the chart here that are relatively overpriced. I don't know what the market will do to them. If I want to go by my chart, by the charts I'm looking at now, I might probably be holding on a little bit. That is, if I intend investing in them. For example, CHI PLC, that is Consolidated Hallmark Insurance PLC. Aruna, what is even the major factor behind the rise in the price of this equity? I saw it, I can see here at about 73 kobo. Of course, it even got to 80 kobo. It closed last week at about 74 kobo, plus or minus.
You know, we for stocks that are trading below 1 hour, the 100,000 unit is a commonplace. So the intention of an individual to take position in stock ratio can drive it 40% within the week.
Mm.
If consistent buying. So I really do not feel that maybe because there is any big news on the fundamental around it, that is why it is responding.
I don't know what you are saying now is worth deliberating on a little bit. That I can see the price of an equity rising and consistently rising, and yet that stock is not viable.
If somebody have an interest, maybe want an interest acquiring a particular stock and is trading below 1 hour, and you need only 100,000 to move that price from 2 kobo to 3 kobo. That interest can drive the price of that stock. The determination of prices of stock on the floor of the Nigerian Stock Exchange is demand and supply. So as it's increasing its demand, then the price we have to look up.
All right. What other equities do you think are worth considering in the course of this week as we round off?
Okumu Oil. In fact, when I look at the earnings of Okumu Oil from first quarter of 2019 to first quarter of 2020 to first quarter of 2021, you can see the tremendous growth. And if they continue in that trajectory, I don't see Okumu stock stopping.
But from what I can see on the indicators here, the charts will not actually be recommending Okumu Oil. It is actually at the overbought level after two major gains and another
from 96.50 to 116.50.
Yes, for two straight days, it grew by 10% maximum, and the other day it also grew by approximately 9.8% in price. But it has rested for like two trading sessions, right? Now, and after Okumu, what others? What about flour mills? What
do you have? Flour mills, I was just going to say, because they just notified the market that they are having a board meeting. So there's every possibility that there will be declaration of dividend.
All right, Aruna, I think this is about how far we can go today. Your last statement before we round off.
I still continue to say this June, the market is going to surprise everybody.
Thank you so much, Aruna, for being with us today. Until I will be coming your way again, I remain yours sincerely. In wealth creation is accumulation and preservation. Abayomi Obabolujo. God bless you. Enjoy the rest of your week.